Hello.
Hello, my name is Quay, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand you.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Quay, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Where are you calling from?
I'm a third-party call center. We have 400 different companies, but your name and number was left in the system for a callback, so I was returning your call.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Quay, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Okay, yeah. Hold on just a second. I got to get into my computer here. I have a charge on my banking account that was done with you people, and I just need some clarification here. Let me get signed in here first. Yeah, wait a minute. On the 30th of November, you charged me with $56.95.
Okay, I'll be happy to see why were you charged. What's your zip code?
66610.
66610.
Yeah.
Your first and last name?
Leroy Boucher, Boucher.
Yes, sir. An account is pulling up. May you verify your shipping address?
1838 East 200 Road, Lecompton, Kansas.
Do you have an alternate shipping address?
Beg your pardon?
Do you have an alternate shipping address or billing address?
That would be the billing address.
So what's your shipping address?
It'd be the same thing, 1838 East 200 Road.
Okay, so will you verify your email?
Excuse me, that zip code out there would be 66050, I'm sorry.
Okay, so let me try to relocate an account first. One moment.
Well, let me tell you, I talked to somebody the other day, and they said by my name they didn't have an account. But I need to find out if you have an account with a debit card, 4425-2100. 0319-9365. Because the 9365 shows up on this description.
So the first six is 442-501?
No, 4425-2100. 0319-9365.
Okay, yes, sir. So an account is pulling up. Now, do you have an address associated with the zip code 66610?
Yeah, but I don't want to involve that one. Can we just stick to 66050?
Okay, so when I put the card information in, the account that is pulling up, because I need you to verify your address or your email address, but the address is associated with the 66610 address, not the other one.
Oh, it is. That's 7442 Southwest Arthur's Road, Topeka, Kansas.
So, yes, sir, that is the address that we do have on file. The account is registered under your name, and I show here we're on November the 25th. You did pay $7.95. That was to enter a sweepstakes to win a toolbox.
And what was the $56.95 for?
Yes, sir. So that toolbox entry, it did state via the terms that it came with a monthly membership of that $56.95, but you receive a $125 voucher that's sent out via your email each month.
So this is all over that toolbox from Lowe's, huh?
Yes, sir. But it was a sweepstakes to win the toolbox. And then, yeah, it comes with that membership where you're charged that, but you'll receive a $125 voucher.
I ought to sue them for false advertisement because they said I had won that toolbox for $2.
Okay, so would you like to cancel out the membership?
Yes, ma'am. Cancel everything.
So give me one moment, and I can get the account canceled. So I'm just getting everything canceled out here. Okay, I'm almost done. Okay, yes, sir. So I have successfully gotten the account canceled out. I also have the confirmation number.
Well, they gave me a routing number.
This is a confirmation number because I just canceled out the account.
Okay. What is it?
It's C as in Charlie.
Thank you. 262-915-259. Okay, Charlie, 262-915-259.
Yes, sir.
And what exactly does that do?
That's your confirmation number, letting you know that I have canceled out the account. So we know, one, you won't receive any more charges or any more vouchers will be sent out. Now, you still are in the runnings, even though the account is closed. You're still in the sweepstakes for this month, and your chances of winning have increased.
Yeah, uh-huh. I'll believe that when I see the toolbox.
Yes, sir. And was there anything else I can do for you today?
Nope, that's probably about all you could do for me.
Okay, thanks for calling customer support.
How did you bring up my name? Because the guy I talked to the other day said that my name, he didn't have an account in my name.
Now, see, what I did, cause maybe I'm just the number that you called. What I did is I put in, when you first called in, you gave me 66610. So I put
right.
that zip code in, and your first name pulled up, your first and last name pulled up. But maybe when you was giving, because when you first gave the address, it wasn't this address. So therefore,
okay.
you probably assumed that that was the wrong account.
Yeah,
so he didn't.
Probably
yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling customer support.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.